Toll free 877-235-1310. This is Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their website, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, it won't cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you meeting at an appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, pick up the phone, give them a call, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later on in the program, we'll have our Kloss Quiz question of the week. We will tell you all about that a little bit later on in the program. But again, I will tell you this with the Kloss Quiz question of the week. Just a little tip. Listen closely to the show, and typically the answer to the Kloss Quiz question of the week comes up in each week's show. Again, our numbers 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And we are joined in this in studio this morning by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Great. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see both of you. CJ, how you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good thing you're in good shape, man. You'd be winded otherwise.
That traffic is awesome out there.
It is. From what I hear, yeah, it's been an interesting morning, that is for sure. Again, there's a website for Kloss Financial, klaasfinancial.com. The telephone number, 442-5637. Mention the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. And one of the great things we've been doing is we've been kind of looking back on the previous week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, not only having that, but also giving the answer as well. What was last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week as well as answer?
Well, thanks everyone for listening last week. We appreciate the regular listeners that we have. And a big shout out to congratulations to Marilyn of Middleton. She was our winner last week. The answer to the question she answered correctly was, according to the Tax Policy Center think tank, what percentage of tax filers in 2016 owed no individual income tax, that sounds really good, or had negative taxable income? And the answer was 44.3%. She nailed it, of tax filers owed no individual income tax.
Fantastic. Congratulations, Marilyn. You can win this week as well. Just listen closer to the program. We'll tell you how you can win this week. I got a $25 gift card for Applebee's from Kloss Financial. We'll tell you again how you can win that a little bit later into the program. A lot of people with the market swings recently are starting to kind of look around and say, are there other investments available? And let's talk about some of the different kinds of investments that people might have in their portfolio. And of course, when it comes to allocations, when it comes to those things for retirement, kind of get those things in focus. Let's talk a little bit about some of those different types of investment products out there.
Yes, we have a lot of people who come in and say, you know, whether it's in my 401k plan or my brokerage account at E-Trade, I just don't understand all these different investment types. And so we'll just have to disclaim, we're not going to give you an exhaustive list of all the investment types that are out there. But some of the most common ones you might see available to you would be individual stocks, as an example. So this could be Facebook or Google or Amazon or ExxonMobil. So owning an individual company, and stock, equity is another way of saying stock, is the ownership of the underlying shares of that publicly traded company. Now, not all stocks are publicly traded. Malia and I actually own stock inside of Kloss Financial, right? But we're not publicly traded.
Darn.
Not quite that big.
Not that big.
And I'm not going to go into all the details of what publicly traded means, but it certainly creates liquidity, right? The ability to buy and sell that stock. So as much as Malia and I love being owners of Kloss Financial, our stock is not easily bought or sold as a private company. So there's individual stock. There's then mutual funds or exchange-traded funds. Mutual funds are some of the most common investment types that you will see inside of a 401k or 403b. It's really the largest investment type across the board that people are used to. And it's just a basket of mutually owned securities. This could be stocks, both U.S., international, small cap, mid cap. It could be bonds. It could be alternatives. But it's a basket of securities that's mutually owned. Exchange-traded funds have a lot of commonality with mutual funds in that it's a basket of securities, but is meant to replicate an index instead of just having a manager. So mutual funds have managers. ETFs really replicate an index. And they also trade more like a stock. They trade throughout the day instead of being at the end of the day. So, again, ETFs have become more common recently. And so an interesting fact about ETFs is that according to research from ETFGI, as of July of 2017, there were 5,024 ETFs trading globally, with 1,756 based in the U.S. So pretty interesting.
Go ahead. I was going to say, C.J. Clausen, Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Claus Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, you can give us a call here at the station right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Claus Financial online. Their website, clausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Claus Financial. You can also sign up for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just get to the website, clausfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Sorry about that, CJ. Kind of cut you off as we were talking a little bit about some of these funds. What are some of the other considerations, as well as things people need to be thinking about when we're talking about these different types of investment products?
Yeah, so a few others to be aware of. Target or lifestyle funds. These show up inside of 401k plans most commonly. And this is where you start into a 401k plan. You say, I want to retire in the year 2040. And so I'm going to put all my money into that Target or lifestyle Vanguard 2040 fund, right? And the idea is that the managers of that fund, that's again a basket of securities, will back off your risk the closer you get to retirement. So those are fairly common. And then alternatives. This could be non-traded real estate investment trusts or traded real estate investment trusts, precious metals, gold, even cryptocurrencies are called alternatives. And it's mainly because nobody knows what the heck's going to happen with a cryptocurrency. So
they don't even know what it is. Most of them.
That's right. Yes. So alternatives kind of are this broad category, again, some of which are traded, i.e. liquid on the New York Stock Exchange, some of which are not. And then finally, there's annuities. And again, I can't go through the comprehensive list of annuities, but this would be another sector where people start thinking as they get closer to retirement, should I be focusing on getting a guaranteed source of income, kind of like a pension? So annuities kind of equal income generation products. We are very cautious with them because they usually have holding periods and some illiquidity, but they can be a fit for people depending upon where they're at in life. So they're not all bad. You just need to be careful because of costs and illiquidity.
Our retirement planning professionals, Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus, joining us this morning from Claus Financial. If you have questions for them, they would love to answer. Our telephone number is here at the station, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Claus Financial online. That website, clausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. And of course, as we're talking about this stuff, people start saying, well, as I get closer to retirement, should I be holding on to more bonds and cash as opposed to stocks? And a lot of questions there about kind of how to play this.
Exactly. And, you know, I think as people approach retirement, they realize that if they're within 5 years of retirement, that day is clearly on a calendar. And they don't want to have to go another 15 years in case things go wrong. So some people will start hoarding cash. We see that all the time, especially when we see volatility in the market. People just say, well, I know a dollar's worth a dollar. Well, a dollar is worth a dollar today, but 15 years from now or 5 years from now when you might need it, it might not be worth that same dollar for purchasing power. So what we need to do is develop for every single individual what makes sense for them on a risk tolerance level. So just because your brother owns, the highest growth stock and it made 30% last year and he's 90% in, doesn't mean you should be. Or a single stock, as CJ started out with. I don't care. You could have everything in Amazon today, for example, and be feeling really good. And 6 months from now, probably feeling better, but I'm just saying it could go the other way.
Know.
Could go the other way. So spreading out that risk, bonds for a very, very long time. For our grandparents, for example, I mean, we knew that you could count on the returns of a bond. I think we have a question.
Yep, we absolutely do. And Tom checks in. Tom, welcome to Money in Motion with Claus Financial. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Claus of Claus Financial.
Thank you for taking my call. I do have a question. I guess my question is, I'm going to be retiring at, we have a full benefit retirement at 55. I'm age 50 now.
Okay.
Just wondering what your thoughts are on maybe changing up my portfolio like for the last 5 years before I retire.
Mm, good question. So when you say full retirement at 55,
we actually have two retirements. One is a defined benefit where you get a monthly check, and the other one is like an annuity plan.
I gotcha. Okay. Yeah, so typically the five-year window is what we're looking at, Tom. So your question is right on. You know, as you get within a five-year window of retirement, you should really start taking stock of your sources of income when you get into retirement and how much you'll need to rely on your invested portfolio for that income. So if you said, yeah, if we retire at 55, you know, between the pension and the other annuity and other, you know, other sources of income, that only makes up for 70% of our income and the other 30 will have to come from our investments. Well, then you need to be aware of risk and asset allocation, because your need to draw money out of that invested portfolio is what drives the need for people to consider backing off risk. If on the other hand, you said, no, at 55, the pension and the annuity will give us all of what we need and we may not need to touch the investments for a while. Well, that's what drives it, right? So really, when people say back off your risk when you get closer to retirement, that's really not a true statement. It's back off your risk when you get closer to needing access to the money.
True.
That's the key.
Okay.
Does that make sense, Tom?
It does. And so if I figure out when I need to back off my risk, are you thinking like a five-year window then?
It is. Yep, it's a five-year window. And all you're looking at is a blend between equity and fixed income. And I realize, by the way, fixed income is nothing exciting, but it's the insurance policy in your portfolio. It's what cushions it down. So, yeah.
Tom, fantastic question. Thank you for calling. And that clears open a line for you, too, as well. If you have questions for Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial, our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial, our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget about their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now on air. Our number is 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. And CJ checks in. CJ, welcome to Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. You're on the air with CJ and Malia. Welcome to the program.
He's calling himself.
Yes.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. You know, just a quick question. I'm calling actually for my dad. He would never call a show like this to ask any questions. Yeah. God forbid. And so he's got about 10 years to go. He's at 57 right now. He's going to retire at 67. His plan is he's going to have his house paid for by then. And he's got about $250,000 in his 401k as of today. And so, I mean, I don't know. I'm always concerned, like, hey, Dad, I don't know if, you know, do you want to get into maybe some real estate, you know, get into some, like, rental properties? You would, you know, try to help boost that, or are you just going to rely on that? I mean, what's your guys' take on that? Is the next 10 years going to be pretty fruitful to turn that 250 into something bigger and better, or what are we looking at?
Yeah, great question, CJ. First off, wonderful name. So we get this question commonly. So I'll encourage you, CJ, even for your own sake, to think of real estate like any other stock. Okay, so real estate, when you own a piece of property, you own it. And that's actually what defines stock, is the ownership of an asset. Real estate is tangible. You can see it, you can rent it, and you can get clear income out of it. But it's volatile, just like any other stock. As a matter of fact, in 2008, your average real estate holding lost about 30% of its value. And it may or may not be rented, so you may or may not get a dividend. Right. So, and many times people have to take on debt. So they're like leveraging the purchase of their stock. So what I'd encourage you is be careful with real estate. It's not that real estate is a bad investment. We have clients that are real estate moguls. They own millions of dollars of real estate. But it is a job when you get into owning a physical asset. Meaning, said another way, if your dad can have a diversified portfolio of other stocks, some of which may even be traded real estate investment trusts, that gives him 5-6% a year, that's income, right? And that's liquidity. And just like owning a home would be, you know, a piece of rental property would be ownership with income. So be careful thinking of real estate as a way to generate more income than you could otherwise. It doesn't always work out that way. And typically, because of the debt component of real estate, we actually think it levers up on your overall risk allocation. So truth be told, based on what you told me about your dad, I would avoid buying any additional real estate with debt. But again, I don't know his particular circumstance completely. Malia?
Yeah, I would just say, you know, thanks for calling in on behalf of your dad. It'd be great for you and your dad to sit down with a finance professional, like someone like ourselves or someone qualified to kind of look at the whole picture for him. 10 years out is not too early to start looking at that and kind of saying, what are his other sources of potential income? Does he have an old pension? What kind of debt does he possibly have besides he paid off the mortgage? Is there anything else out there? Is it just your dad? Is there someone else involved too? A lot of questions we would have to ask to make sure we're giving you the right prescription.
Yeah.
All right, great. Thanks
CJ. Thank you. Fantastic question. Thanks for the call. And do you guys get that a lot? Because you see the real estate, you go, I'll just buy some rental properties. Easy enough, easy peasy, cash starts flowing
all
in,
the
we're
time.
Good. And
all the time. And I go, you clearly have never done this before.
They haven't had the headaches.
Yeah, they come in by you guys and go, I've got all these rental properties, how can I unload them?
Yeah, it's the most common thing we get is, hey, I have a couple friends who own real estate and they get income and it seems like a slam dunk, so I'm going to go out and get a new mortgage to own another piece of property. And then they lose a renter for 6 months and they're having to double pay on a mortgage. And then one renter blows out some water and they've got to have a big insurance claim and meet deductibles. And it's just, so again, nothing wrong with real estate. As a matter of fact, if you know what you're doing in that space, you can do quite well with it. We don't have a problem with it. But it's the, I've never done it before and I think it's just easy. When we hear that, that's when we go wrong.
Yes.
It's like running another business, to be quite honest.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. You can call the station. Our number is 321-1310. Toll free 877-235-1310. We'll get you right on the air. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ about, we were talking a little bit about bonds and cash as opposed to stocks as you're approaching retirement. We'll continue that conversation. We'll also take more of your questions and do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And as they always do on Thursdays, this half hour is just flying by. Just a quick tip is if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, don't forget to call straight up at 8 o'clock. We'll get you right on the air with your question, regardless of what the topic of that particular day is. These guys are great, and they'd love to help you out. Again, you can give us a call right at 8 o'clock every Thursday, and we'll get you right on the air. This week, we are talking about some of the different types of investments. There's a lot of different options out there. And we left off talking about as people get closer to retirement, as you're nearing retirement, a couple of great calls also on that very question as well. People start saying, well, how should I change things? And obviously, changes do get made. And we left off talking about bonds. What about cash? Is that something that people should be holding on to more of? Or what should be doing as you're thinking
retirement? Well, if you're a regular listener, we are always talking about having an emergency fund. So that doesn't change. As we're getting closer to retirement, we need to make sure that the emergency fund of cash is there. But within your portfolio, having a certain percentage of cash is fine. But don't make the mistake. I sat down with someone who was 2 years out from retirement. He decided to do things on his own, and he's getting ready to retire in a couple months. And he put almost everything into cash 2 years ago. Ooh. Okay? So I knew when he told me what his portfolio was back then and what it is today, there was something wrong. There wasn't the uptrend of about 20% or 15% he should have seen. So you really do want to just fine-tune it. So there's no hard and fast rule. It depends on your situation. It depends on, do you want to sleep at night too? You know, you see 1,000 points up, 1,000 points down. We don't want people to be losing sleep. But you cannot be leaving everything in cash. You know, if you had a 10, 15% position in cash perhaps, and you're having your bond position according to, again, how close you are getting to retirement, all bonds are not bad. Corporate bonds pay very well. U.S. Treasuries are inching up very, very slowly. but you do need that bonds portfolio portion. But make sure that allocation of stock and mutual funds, ETFs, is appropriate for you. And last year's winners are not today's winners, okay? So that's what everyone wants to do, is chase returns. That's how they pick out their 401k choices. I just want to see which one was best last year. I'll pick that one. And that's not really how the market runs.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, you can find them online at klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn all about the services at Kloss Financial. Another great thing at the website, klossfinancial.com, is you can sign up there for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. If you haven't done it already, I would strongly encourage you to do it. I did it a couple of years ago, signed up. It's a great little snapshot each week of what's going on in the market, just a little rundown of things you need to know. And, of course, there's also a link to this podcast, and you can also check out previous shows, podcasts at klossfinancial.com. Telephone number here in Madison, 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's now time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a fantastic gift card to Applebee's. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this: approximately how many ETFs trade globally today? The telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Applebee's. Don't forget, that is the number for Kloss Financial's office right here in beautiful Madison. Call for an appointment. Not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you conversation. Again, the telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637, and online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.